For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Want to provide a little update. We're still inviting Drug Czarina, the administrator of the DEA, Karen Tandy, to be our guest on this show. Thus far, very little, if any, positive response. We're asking John Walters, the Drug Czar, head of the ONDCP, to be our guest. Again, not much response. And I really don't expect to ever have a positive response, but I invite them on a regular basis so I can continue to call them cowards.
Let me tell you what cocaine does. According to the government, first-time cocaine users experience a feeling of euphoria that lasts 10 to 15 minutes with a small amount of cocaine. The euphoric feeling becomes more and more difficult to obtain, requiring larger amounts of cocaine. The user begins to snort the drug uncontrollably. They become erratic and violent. They can't eat or sleep. They develop serious health conditions, heart disease, strokes, seizures, even anorexia and severe bowel gangrene, and eventually die, most commonly of cardiac arrest or respiratory seizure. And that's not all. According to the DEA, cocaine is often adulterated with chalk, laundry detergent, meat tenderizer, and even rat poison. Don't believe me? Look it up at whitehousedrugpolicy.gov. Drug legalization advocates would have this poison in every corner store. So ask yourself this. Is that what you want? This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Regular listeners know that I close out the Cultural Baggage Show with the phrase, because of drug prohibition, you don't know what's in that bag. Please be careful.
Drug Czar John Walters released the annual Federal Drug Control Strategy Report earlier this week. The report, like the strategy, contains no surprises. What it did contain were questionable data and outrageous assertions. Much has been made of the claim that drug use by young people had declined by nearly 20% since 2001. It's important to consider how likely it is that young people will lie to the feds and their surrogates these days. Though the previous administration was in no way drug-friendly, the Bush administration has made a point of pushing drug testing and zero tolerance in schools. One of the few things we know for sure regarding underreporting of drug use on surveys is that the stigma attached to a drug affects how likely people are to lie about having used it. From that perspective, the fact that nearly a quarter of 12th graders currently admit to having broken the law and used an illicit drug within the previous month should be startling news. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
I close the Century of Lies program with the phrase, there is no truth, justice, logic, scientific fact, or medical data involved. The drug war is a sham. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.